Our guest in the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper, the director of Community Seeds, a faith-based organization located in Lone Oak. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John. Mark, thanks for having me on.
Well, you all have been busy with a thing called the Branded Ranch Rodeo lately, and that has already taken place, but apparently a nice event for you, and that went well.
It went really well. Probably the largest attended Branded Ranch Rodeo that the Cowboys have had in 9 years, and it's done over in Sulphur Springs. And we even had the Greenville morning and noon rotary serving food out of our concession stand. They volunteered to help us there. And because of that, Branded Ranch Rodeo, we're able to keep our transitional housing program going, as well as be able to have funds for emergency assistance, John Mark. So the Cowboys have just been very, very kind to us. Five churches constitute the Cowboy churches that put that on each year, and they do a fantastic job.
How's your transitional housing going right now? Do you have a number of people there now?
Yeah, we all of our houses are full, or about. We have one that's about to be occupied, but we only have three homes, and we have two families that will be transitioning out soon, and then another family that will be coming in pretty immediate. So it's been great. The families have been incredibly helpful. They've grown tremendously. Their budgeting skills have become sharpened, and they're ready for transition, and that's the whole purpose of our program. So we're thankful for that. I'm thankful for the support that comes from the Cowboy churches towards our transitional housing.
A big part of what you do is education. You have a GED program, and then you have a program training nurses assistants, and you're looking for some people to help you with both of those as far as instructors are concerned.
John Mark, as you know, we give people a hand up and not a handout, and so those programs are vital to that that theme of giving people a hand up. And yes, we do need some folk. We've got our GED instructor who's been with us almost since we opened the doors, Larry Cassell, who will be retiring after that period of time and just wanted to do some other things. So he'll be leaving us in October, and we'll need someone to jump in there and hopefully have some math skills because that's always important with GED. But we need someone to replace him in October. But we immediately need we'd have an opening for CNA instructor, so we can get our CNA program going back on track next spring or next summer. So we've got plenty of time to do that. But we know there are a lot of retired nurses, RNs out there with at least 1 year experience in nursing home facilities, and that would help us to get the program going again.
We're talking with Bert Cooper. Bert is the director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak. Now, your certified nurses assistant program, you prepare people to go out and have jobs as a certified nurse assistant, which
right.
is a nice career.
That's right. Well, there's a tremendous demand for not only those, but also for welders.
Yeah.
And we have both schools. There's a deficiency in America of over 3 million welders, and every hospital or health care clinic or home health care place that we talk to, they say, hey, you got any CNAs? You know where any CNAs are? So it's a career with great demand to it, absolutely. Plus, it opens the door for a man or a woman to go further and maybe become an LVN or an RN.
Mm-hmm. Is your welding program the same person who's been
yes.
teaching that? He's still with you?
Yeah, Terrell Jackson is still with us. We're on hiatus until the middle of June. I don't know the exact date, but it'll be posted on our Facebook page. But about the middle of June, we'll have another welding class. But he took about a month off. We got a house up in Oklahoma. We told him he can't come back to Texas because he's got a home in Oklahoma. But he's such a nice guy, we might let him come back across the border.
But you'll be starting a new welding a training program, education program for welders around the middle of June.
Around the middle of June, yes, sir.
Very good. Well, I talked to Frances Dalby the other day with the United Way in Hunt County, and she says that Community Seed is going to be hosting a summer lunch program for children this summer.
Looking forward to it. Of course, Frances does a fantastic job over there for the United Way as their executive director. Yeah, it's a summer lunch for kids program. It'll be Monday through Thursday. They come over from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The only catch to it is that they have to eat the food on site. They can't come and pick up the food and go home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an on-site program, but the food's going to be a great nutritional food for the kiddos. And we're looking forward to being able to host that program and work directly with United Way. They'll also get a chance for free time to go out back on our lot and just spread their wings because we have 7 acres here for kids to be
great.
able to do so. But they have to eat the food on site, and we're looking forward to the registration of these kiddos.
That'll be starting up after school. Is that well, Bert? Great. We will direct people. Anybody who has an interest in anything we've talked about, we'll direct them to your website, and they can find out more there.
Fantastic, John Mark.
Very good, Bert. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line. Bert Cooper, director of Community Seeds in Lono.
God bless, John Mark.
All right. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.